Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. Thank you so much to Johan Elsman. Thank you, Johan, and have yourself a great night. Back to the studios again in Cape Town. Tomorrow morning he'll be taking care of business as he knows how. And as the Father uses him to actually effectuate, you know, the airwaves to the glory of the Father. Thank you, Johan. And of course, my name is Ray. We are together till 8. It is Tuesday Live. I want to start with this song from Mamelodi. It's a beautiful one. It's a beautiful one. Mioko Izinyembezi. Tapelo Lififi. Some of the men that are taking the gospel industry by storm, bringing all creativity to the fore. Without any doubt, one of the best. That is Tapelo Lififi there. Mioko Izinyembezi. Ah, Jesu Pumula Mioko. That's what he says there. He wipes our tears away. Tuesday Live it is. Let me welcome our guest, Professor Buiso Ndezi, is on the line. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you so much. I trust you are well as well.
I am well if you are well, Professor. But tuga wena mos mina batu abang tugi.
I lay angfuna comment, but abanye no comment, but all is well. That's all I can say.
No comment. Well. No comment. There are some things that do not even deserve.
Exactly.
Comment here to Mempela. And of course, we also have Barukia in Cape Town. Greetings to you, Maya Hey.
Shalom, my own. Shalom to you. Shalom to the Radio Pulpit listeners, our family. Shalom to Professor Buiso Ndezi. Kajego Ahi, Kirona, Retaliatory, Vatican, Retali Assessment, the Tadi CV, Tadi Pass, Takajin.
Yevana. Yeah, man.
I'm going to talk to you about Babono Ayan.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to talk to you specification.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know how many times I have failed that, you know. look, man, there was a time I was seated with my pastor, and then he said to me, "Wena, you will never be a pastor, Wena." Serious, man, serious.
Yeah.
Says, look at the way you dress, man. Look at you, man. Why are you not married, man? Hey, man, hey, man. Kiremona nga sinyale ke na le 21, monna. Oh. And then, and of course, there were times I remember I would be talking to some people in Kangala, and there's this group of people, Batamakins, and all those kind of things. And I'd go there and then talk to them. And I'd thank the Father because some of them are pastors, even as we speak now. And people would be saying, and I remember a guy who pastors with me now for quite some time. He said, "You know what? When I see you standing with those guys, I told myself, if you come and tell me about Jesus, I won't be saved, man." Even. Yeah, well, no, I won't be saved. But today he's a pastor. And you know, at some stage we find people who go on and on and on and on and qualify ministers according to the traditions of churches and denominationalism. And there is where we find quite a lot of such. And we are touching on that, you know. That's why you'll hear someone saying, "Yena ke muruti, ba banga se ba ruti."
Eh?
Eh mona, o tsia kae se bete se sekano. Sa uru wena o muruti ba banga se ba ruti. Mo khala makata. Ke ntonatse. And sometimes we see much of the times, people going on and on and on. Now, I would like us to look into the word. You see, I believe in this. You and I can argue all we want. about what a minister should be like and what a minister should not be like. But there's one thing that you and I cannot argue against. It is the word of the Elohim, the word of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim. And the word will tell us as to what a minister is all about. Yabona lapho bese imilomo yethu, yebo bese imilomo yethu iyavaleka ngqi. Because you know what? I've seen quite a lot of these things, man. We need to look also into their role. You know, the ministers. And then I said, tonight we should do that. Let's look at their roles. And the word is putting it across. There is no role ethi hamba uyophuza amatiye endlini zabantu. Uye kakhulu uyonikeza ama personal counseling kulabo mama abangana madoda. Awukichima those who are riddled by sin and overcome by sin. U number one yokubanikeza counseling wena. Uzu driver ne imoto zabo. Bese uyabuya uzala emsakazweni usitshela ukuthi hey, hey phela hey uBaruch ya. Hayi, doesn't qualify ukuba umfundisi. Wena uqualify kanjani uhamba uhleba yonke indawo le. So today we are looking at the roles of ministers. We are looking at the roles of ministers, what they are all about. Yo, ngicishe ngakhuluma njengepolitician. Ngithi today we are looking at the roles of ministers. Bese ngiyaphinda. We are looking at the roles of wazi ukuthi umuntu okhuluma kanje kukhona into ayicabangayo. Abantu benze psychology, they will understand. Now this person ake khola. Yeah, but mina ayingkhona. I wouldn't ngithethi ngakhuluma njengabantu abangekho. Ngila. This is not even a pre-recorded. We are doing this live. Yes, I'm vula nama page we Bible ngiyawavula.
Yeah.
Yes. We are talking about this, their roles, what their roles are even on about. We are on the same page, most professor Angit, ne. You also have the same topic, Angit.
Yes, we have the same topic, the role of ministers.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You robbed me, my brother. I couldn't greet Brother Baruch. I couldn't greet our family.
No, I did not. I was coming to you. I was coming. Yeah. Remember, I said to you, are you well? What when I write to Buza mina? Okay, now I'm well. Ngathi hey, wena manje hawu. Phela mina angizi ulo othukiwe wena othukiwe uyabona. Wathi wamelwa nabelungu abelungu bafona bathi hey, khuza loyo mama ekukuthukela akuthuka. Uyayibona? Hey, kwazi wafona abelungu bathi hey madodana. Hayi, umuntu avela afona ahlambalaza kangaka. Sikhuluma ngetopic umuntu akhumeke bese ha ngikungcono sibheke itopic. Mbingelele ke uBaruch ya professor.
Thank you, brother. Greetings to you, Brother Baruch. I trust you are well as well. I'm also greeting our family, the Radio Pulpit family, in the name of our Lord, Yahushai HaMashiach.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Many people who don't know your face will see you at our ladies' retreat, mothers, any Women's Day service. They will see you there. And they will see uzabuze nebandla lakho. They will see ukuthi hey madodana how muthona khane ke modiri eh mkumwe bare ke muina muena a fellow servant.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now when we talk about roles of ministers, this includes pastors, bishops, whatever it is that you call yourself. A pastor, a bishop, Konabanya. I said, hey, Pastor so-and-so, how are you? At yo, you are behind schedule, Munna. I am a bishop now. You must say bishop. Sorry, bishop. So when you say bishop, you should also say your grace. Hey. Nazog. And another one said, hi, Pastor. At yo, I'm a doctor now. Mkumbuza loyamgan wetu loyana professor. I'm a doctor now. Yeah. I'm a doctor now.
Except before the doctorate.
Hey, well. Now, the role of ministers, and then please note this. Please note this. Next week, and I need to tell you now so that when we get into this topic, you don't get carried away. Next week, we are going to be talking about elders. And I'm going to bring something shocking about the issue of elders in the church. We are going to be touching on that. That is next week. It's going to happen next week, the issue of elders. Nokuthi who they are and what they are all about. And I know I'm a bishop amaning bayokwata ngalendaba le, but hey, ngixoleleni in advance thing intsheleni ngiyanqusa kusese manje ukuthi ningixolele. Nevertheless, now the role of ministers and their duties, and Barukia spoke of their characteristics which would show their duties, and they have a duty to preach. Christ is the theme of their preachings. Number two, they have the responsibility to feed the flock. And we will touch base on to what that is even all about. Going back to the aspect of Christ being the theme of their preaching, you will also look at Acts chapter 4, verse 2. You will look at that. You would look at Acts chapter 8, verse 5. I want to base everything on the word. The duty to preach Christ. Acts 4, verse 2 says, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preaching in Yahusha and the resurrection from the dead. They taught about Yahusha, the Christ, and the resurrection from the dead. Acts chapter 4, verse 2. They were not preaching in Kamba, but Tugan, and degrading one another. They were not. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. Their duty is to preach Christ. Let me get to the second duty. They have a responsibility, I said, to feed. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2 says, also in times past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Elohim said to you, you shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over them. 2 Samuel. Samuel is a minister. You call him a prophet. He's a minister. Psalm 78, verse 72. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart. To feed means to shepherd. Do you know a shepherd? He would always take the sheep to the greener pastures. That's feeding. Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. They will feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's what it says, man. That's the duty of a minister. Get to another one. Let me get to another one. They are also spiritual guardians. Barukia has a column that he's running. I don't know why he's not talking about it. He has a column that he's running. I see it, Mina, on WhatsApp. He has a column that he's running and he's teaching about the truth and is removing some of the distortions that we had had, starting from names. He's taking us back to the Abarim. I don't know why he's hiding it, man. I'm just saying. I'm a student. I learned so many things. Professor Buyisonde was sitting in a Senate meeting. Barukia is writing these articles. And we are learning together. But hey, you will ask him, please call and ask him which we feel in. Nevertheless, now, when you also look, their duty is to become spiritual guardians. Isaiah chapter 21, verse 11, the burden against Duma, he calls to meet out of Sam, watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, What of the night? These are spiritual guardians. They guard. These ministers, or you call yourself a pastor, whatever, your duty is to guard the lives of people. Watch over them. Show them of possible dangers instead of you eating up one another, destroying one another, speaking all insolence against one another, even on air. All right. And then look at this one also. They are also called, here's a duty number five. They are called to teach the word. They are called to teach the word. Check it out. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. A bishop must be blameless. Must be blameless. The husband of one wife. Amen. Temperate, which means this person is practicing emotional intelligence. Sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. That's a bishop. They also called to support. They are also called to the mission of the gospel, of outreach. They are also called to teach. That is discipleship. A minister who does not run a discipleship ministry wherever they are, that minister is missing the point. The issue is discipleship, so that there can be true transformation. Anyway, we're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Professor Buyi Sondezi and Baruch Yah.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Iradio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Right. There we are. Let me start with you, Professor. Now, when we talk about the roles of ministers, or the role of a minister, this includes their duties, responsibilities, this includes their call, this includes their selection, this includes also their tasks, missions, aims and objectives. And I hear nothing about statuses of being title mongers, but I hear quite a lot about them being ministers. And the Father is putting it straight. This is how a minister should be like. When we talk about ministers, we talk about bishops, apostles, pastors, evangelists, prophets, teachers. We're talking about all these. Those that theologians call so wrongly, they call it a fivefold. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for giving me this opportunity as we talk about the role of ministers.
Mm.
These are the people that are sent. They are sent for a specific reason. They are in a mission. For us to get the kind of a background that you've already laid and to emphasize on that, we can be reminded of what Yehoshai did before he could be ascended to the Father. In Matthew 28, starting from verse 16 to 20, but I'm just going to read on verse 19, and then I can expound on what you've been asking, what you've been saying. He says here, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Then verse 20 says, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." So it goes back to what you were saying. A minister should walk and go with the mandate that is given to him by the Father. If we are not doing what he is asking us to do, we don't know our roles. And I think later on we are going to put on the responsibility that comes with the role. But for now, the role is the mission that was given to us. If we can keep that mission in front of us, we won't go astray, we won't do our own things, because there is nobody who will have his own vision. We go on having visions and missions because we have not received the vision of the Most High. We have not heard what he said. He has already given us what we need to do. So our role is to execute what has already been given instead of looking what we desire about the people of God. So when we start ministries these days, we look for the vision. We look for what we will do, whereas that has already been defined. So the role of every minister, of every minister, is to fit in into what Yahusha has said, is to take on where he left off, is to do what he has commanded us to do, that is to make disciples of all nations. You made a very important point where you said a minister who does not do discipleship is in the wrong platform and does not know what he is all about, because we are about discipleship. When he left, he told us to make disciples of all nations. And when we make disciples, our role is to teach them. We need to teach them to observe all that the Father says. The problem we are unable to teach them what the Father says is that we don't know what is it that the Father has said, because we do not look and we do not seek the face of the Father, we do not seek his desire. So we are unable to teach his heart because we are not in him. We therefore won't be able to know our role if we are not in him, but he wants us to teach. We don't teach our own syllabus. We don't teach our own doctrine. We don't teach our own feelings, emotions, and our desires. We teach what he has taught, and we teach what he wants us to emphasize. The starting point is to teach, is to equip the saints to live a holy life, to live a life that is pleasing unto the Father. But if we cannot know who we are in him and what he desires of us, we will not know our role. Our role is packed in us being in him and in knowing his heart, and his heart must be in us that we may be able to deliver it. I will not be able to do my role and to do my activities if I am not in the Lord. The first thing is to be a teacher of the word of God, that I may disciple the people of God, that they may carry and end up having the image of the Most High. If we cannot teach them to be like Christ, to walk like him, we don't know who we are, and we have lost the real mandate, the commissioning that we've been given. Our role is to continue the commission of Yahusha HaMashiach.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about the role of ministers, and this ranges, you know, this is far-ranged. Everyone who does the duty of the Most High in the charge of the Holy Spirit is a minister. Is a minister. Even a person who just does hospitalities is a minister. A person who gives out clothes and stuff is a minister. A person who provides food to people is a minister. You're talking about that. Of course, ministers mainly referred to into these categories that we call fivefold, but also the bishoprics, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers are ministers. Now, what is their duty? And what is their duty even all about these days? Do we understand their duties? Or we are just moving with the rhetoric of theology?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. at radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, my name is Ray. We are together. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me bring this to you, Mayach. I read quite a lot of scriptures, and the duty of a minister is to preach Christ. Christ should always be the theme. Christ should be the theme. In Acts chapter 9, verse 20, immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the son of the Elohim. That's Paul. Now, we need to know this about ministers. Their theme is Christ, not extorting money from people. Hey, this other minister says, "Here, feta urera ariko ausio." Mo microphone. I don't know if maybe his microphone, he thought it was off. This lady is just in front of the stage. Are monanko sutele kwano is honoring this lady. Are monanko kapele miriria hau kumrau kwana. Because this lady is wearing a weave. They call them weaves. And then he says to this lady, "Hey, mana, herfi tako hai kwale. Unyake umfumane, len naketa wabata kufumane. You know, rebe bobo tako hai kwane." He didn't mean it bad, but it really came out bad because he's the minister. It was like he's really objectifying that little lady to her. I mean, not lady, okay, she's my age, but the minister is way older, in his 70s, and he's saying these things. You see, now people don't hear Christ, they will start to hear that thing, and it will stay with them in the place of what could have been spoken, which is Christ. And that is what is the problem with the ministers of today. Mayachi.
Hey, Mayachi. Tuda
Raba.
Yeah. Very similar, because we've been also looking at shepherds. Retalohanya Hore, we're speaking of a shepherd, Esa Jing, little man, lion.
Even.
Why one?
Yeah.
So, Kim Bisa, Oilong Hore, O Toko maybe you could say. Ga di tlhoka thuso nako nngwe go na le go tla di-wounds mosola wa gage ke gore a etse sure gore always they are safe.
Yeah.
And the safety would help or in the form of the word, because then re tla be re bala lefoko a re ruta lefoko and then a re lead-e ka lefoko la a baya. Gore kgone go tsamaya sentle mo tseleng. Ga re tswa mo tseleng, wa re busetsa. So now, ke kopa ke bale, when I say Psalm 121, it speaks, I want to bring in this one because we need to also understand that Yahweh Elohim, he is also a shepherd.
Yeah.
Morona.
Eh, ke modisa rona.
You know, so it says, "My help comes from Abba Yahweh, the maker of the heavens and the earth. He does not allow your foot to be moved. He who watches over you do not slumber. He who is guarding your shepherd neither slumber nor sleeps. Abba Yahweh is your God." So, Harbuaka, being in alignment, having the same vision. So which means the character Eana currently by Tatil or the minister Teribuangato. Now, the Messiah is the word that manifested in flesh. So, what I'm saying is se le kwa le se bua le gore re tshwanetse re tsamaye accordingly, but then we are also given Hamashiach go tla a go re bontsha re bone the six steps tsa gagwe, because he is always one with the Father. Ga ba separate, ga a iletsa thato ya gagwe, meaning that if you were to speak something and obata setsagale, you wouldn't speak something and expect something else to happen, yet you spoke this. Meaning, yeah, before advertisement, I wanted to make an example, but it's fine. But so what we say, we expect it to be as we are saying it, not the other way around. So kare tsamaya ka lefoko, kare le kare preacher about Yahusha, it means ribua lefoko la Abba. Which now he becomes the king. Re tlo representa kingdom ya ko le godimo mo lefatsheng. Batho ba tshwanetse ba bone ba simolola ba bone le go tlhaloganya gore le godimo ke se sentseng yang ka rona e re batho, but then we become the ambassadors tsa ko le godimo, basically because so ke tere tsamayang or re lekang go dietsa ke tse e leng gore ke tse dintle mo pele ga matlho a abanyang. So ke se se tlhokagalang mo go rona, and also which means then ga re tsamaya ka lentswe la abaya, which means then we are obedient to the word. Where we are wrong, we allow to be corrected. Where we are wrong, we allow to be also disciplined. Right, so yes. Which means re na le gore re nne submissive gare bontshiwa, because Abba then when he wants to, or like he wants to build a house, and that house ke nna ke tshwanetse ke simolole ke prepare gore a tla kgone go nna mo gare ga yone. So now I cannot come and say my body is a temple, ke sa aga ntlo e tshwanetse e agiwe, and e tshwanetse e agiwe in a form ya gore o tshwanetse a tla kgona go nna mo yone, which means ga ya tshwanela go nna ntlo e le kgapa.
Yeah.
E tsamaye the way a ditseng gore oh okay, this is how the scripture guides me. Then, had he are this way, then it would mean that he will be able to come and to dwell mogarekata. And now, ha abiti mogarekata, it means hagetamaya, kimna that example to the next person. Habampona, batonese basabona barukia, but babone hamashiach.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They should see the Christ and not you. You know?
Come on.
Yeah. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. And Tuesday Live, the name of the show, we are talking about the role of ministers. What do you think ministers are all about? What is the role of ministers? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. What do you think the role of ministers is all about? And what do we see today? Can we say without a doubt we are seeing true roles of true ministers even these days?
News with a kingdom perspective. Listen to Spectrum Fridays from 4 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right then, and of course, we are talking about ministers and their role. Professor, let me bring this to you. When we talk about ministers, another thing we should look into is that they have a responsibility to feed the flock and not to feed off the flock, but to feed the flock. Micah chapter 5 verse 4 says, "And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Elohim, in the majesty of the name of the Elohim, he is Yahuwah, and they shall abide," which means they shall be alive, "for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth." He shall feed, he shall stand and feed. Our duty is to stand and feed the flock. I'm going back to Ezekiel 34:23. "I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. My servant David, he shall feed them and be their shepherd." Okay, let me go a little back to verse 2 of the same chapter, Ezekiel 34. "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Yasharal. Prophesy and said to them, thus says the Elohim to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Yasharal, who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?" The duties of ministers is to feed the flocks because they are shepherds. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, brother. It goes back to the work of the Father himself. Because he feeds, he expects us, or he expects the ministers to feed as well. Let me start from where you started, Micah 5:4, where it says, "And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord." This is where the problem is, because when we are sent to do the work of the Father, to feed the flock, we want to do it with our strength. We want to do it with our wisdom, and hence we put in the ingredients that are not coming from the Father. We want to speak more than what the Lord has spoken. We want to prophesy, so said Brother Baruch the other week, that at the end of the day, we want to speak things that are not coming from God, because we want to do things from our strength. We are no longer feeding the flock of God from his resources. And he says, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, they shall abide. This is the role of a minister, to keep abiding in him, that he may know what he says. When he knows what he says, then he can go back and feed the flock. We are feeding from our own resources. We are giving people from our own resources, which means at the end of the day, things come from our mind. Things come from our feelings, things come from what we like and what we dislike. And God has not sent us to do that. We are sent to take the word of God, the instruction of God, and feed his flock and give what God has given unto us as the instruction, as the food, but not to devour the flock of the Most High. We have just quoted the scripture in the book of Ezekiel that he has sent the people, which he calls ministers, to feed his flock, but not to devour the flock of God. And these days we are seeing more of the ministers getting out of their role, doing their own selfish desires, feeding on the flock of God instead of feeding the flock of God, the word of the Most High. I just want to quickly go to the book of Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 12, which is the scripture that you have quoted earlier on, where we speak about the preparation of the church of God, equipping it, equipping the church to stand even in times of trouble. And what we do in our case, we think those positions, that name that you are called by, it's a position that you can control the people of God with, whereas it is a position that allows you to give to the people of God. It says here, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up But the ministers these days, they use these offices as means of attracting what they want, as means of power, as means of controlling the people of God, instead of using the offices as means of dispatching the word of God, dispatching the resources and the gifts and these things that God wants to be transferred to the people of the Most High. So we tend to take the positions of God and own them and make them ours, because we don't want to minister from the heart of the Most High. And at the end of the day, we lose the whole purpose of who we really are. The ministers of God, if they have to take their role, they must know that they have to ease the burden of the flock. So if we are unable to ease the burden of the flock, we are no longer doing what God wants us to do. 2 Corinthians 12:14 says, "Now the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. I need to speak to you the word of God." But what do? We become burdensome to the people of God. So the role of the minister is to ease the burden of the flock, is to ensure that the yoke that we deliberately put on the people of God is not put there because God does not expect that his children, his people, be burdened by the very people whom he's sending. So my role is to deliver the message of the Most High, is to deliver the word of God without me burdening the flock. So we need to ensure that we ease the burden. Number two, we need to ensure that we bring the light. We are preaching to people. Some of them are not yet aware of who God is. And we are put in this position, and our role and responsibility is to bring the light. Matthew 5:13 says that. It says, "You are the salt of the earth." And it also speaks about us being the light in verse 14. So if we are not going to be the salt, if we're not going to bring taste, if we're not going to bring preservation in the lives of people, if we're not going to bring change in the lives of people, it means we don't know what our role is. If we're not going to bring the light into their world, into their life, into their situation, and to bring God to them, we don't know what our role is. It is not about me. It is not about me being called, but it is about the people I am called for. I think that's where we make a mistake. We know that we are called, but we think we are called for ourselves, for fame, and maybe for names and glamour. But we must now know that my role as a called one, I am called for them. I am called that I may deliver what I am called to deliver. I am called to be the light. I am called to be the one who will bring transformation. I must bring preservation. I must bring light and darkness. I must make sure that the people know who God is when I have spoken to them. That will only happen if I speak the word of God, not to speak my mind. So my role, again, is to be continually in touch with God, that I may know his heart. When I know his heart, I'm able to deliver his heart. I won't be able to bring light if I'm not in light. I won't be able to bring salt if I'm not in a place where I will be able to feed of the salt, that I may deliver the salt of the Most High. Most of us, we don't stay in God and with God, but we expect to dispatch things from God. The first role before you can be sent is to be with him and in him. We know the lifestyle of Yahushai, that each time he had ministered, he goes back to the Father. He goes back to be filled of the Father. He goes back to connect with the Father before he could go back and deliver to the people of God. So it is my role to be continually connected to him, that I may be able to speak for him and on his behalf. If I cannot take that role of appearing before him, I will fail in my role of being a minister. I minister before God first, before I could minister for God to his people. So that's what we sometimes lose, or we're not aware of, that I need to be the minister before him, that I can be a minister for him when I have to go to the people he has sent me to.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this matter. We touching base on the issue of the role of ministers. The role of ministers. What these roles are even all about. Are we missing the mark somewhere when it comes to the roles of ministers? Have we gone on to actually lose it somewhere? because somewhat, somehow, maybe we had acculturated ourselves into something else that is being taught in our churches about ministers, our theological institutions, perhaps teaching those kinds of things. But what does the word say? We are touching base on that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. At the top of the hour, we'll open up the line so that you can talk to us there. Thabo Mofokeng, I see the WhatsApps there. I see the WhatsApp also, Princess of Jesus. I see the WhatsApp also there. I will read this. And, of course, thank you very much. Send us those WhatsApps and let's hear what you all about in this matter.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there also at the top of the hour. And otherwise, right now, you can send us voice notes and WhatsApps. That is 082-657-2729. 657-2729. Let's hear what you say on that. The very issue of the role of ministers. Are we really in par with what the word is saying the role of ministers should be about? Or somewhat, somehow, we have lost track and the plot of it to an extent. It's something I want to know.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right. These are also shepherds of the flock, man, not the ones who feed off the flock. They should shepherd the flock. And I'm coming to a point also where these are also spiritual guardians. It means they are, the word guardian is not actually proper. They are stewards, yes, they are spiritual stewards of the flock of the master. And this is, important. I read Isaiah 21, verse 11, that says, "The burden against Dumas. He calls to me out of say, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night?" And in Isaiah 52, verse 8, it says, "Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Elohim brings back Zion." All right. Eyokuqala, they safeguard. They are stewards. They are called on to protect what the Father has commissioned into the earth. And they are stewards, like prefects. And then, also, the second one in Isaiah 52, verse 8, Abatugan Labantlaba, they speak in one voice. It means they are united, they speak from the same source. Their role is to speak from the same source, not different ones. Mayahe.
Hey, Aki, give me the Nyan Abatugan, too.
Hey.
Matamba.
Yeah.
Because ke bone example ke ba etele dipile ga gote ke no etele dipile, as you said, they are steward, which means they set precedency or an example. Re ithuta go tswa mo go bone re ithutego. Le ga ba kgalemela ka lerato, ba kgona go bitsa motho mo thoko gore ba kgone go address the situation, e seng gore ba batla gore ba boniwe,
ba ba tlhapaolle.
So re bua ke le ka jo gore re tshwere re bakanya CV ya baruti.
Danke.
Yeah. Now when we look at the scripture in terms of providing spiritual counseling, we need to know gore they are ngare tla kere tla gore ke ba itlile ba putego, they become the chief counselor. And even tla kere there is a conflict mogare ga kereke, they should be able to know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because maybe gona le as gona le tlhaka tlhakano mo what and ba khone le go bula lekwalo. We need to be able to understand the importance of the word, that the word is the covering. It is something that is very much important.
Yeah.
Now gora gore jaaka o rile go simolla o tlo bula makwalo to ensure gore o bala mo makwalong and all that, it means then that ha re sa tsamaye ka lekwalo, we are bound to be lost. Ha re tshela kereke, re tshela di prophecy, and those prophecies are nothing related to scriptures but about our own benefits, and the kereke di end up at each other. It means we are misleading and misdirecting people. Because now re tla be re ruta se se seng mo lefokong. It's good to empower a person ka lefoko la abayang. Because that on its own is a weapon. That on its own is what I need. I need to learn to develop a habit every time I ought to open the word and live by the word. That is much important. So when I want us to also look more scriptures of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter number 4:2, it will speak about that they have to maintain and be trustworthy because he is stewards and they are the teacher of the word. Because now, batswere foundation ya nnete ke yone e batlang ba e ruta. So they are the primary teachers within the congregation, and as we said again, it's always about being the light, setting up example mogare ga each and everybody, whether o ntate o motona, whether o ngwana, cha re mona re tshwanetse re bone ya how shy gore wow itse gore re tle re oba mmene mo pele ga gagwe, but re bone ka dipiro tsa gagwe. We need to emphasize that.
Yeah.
We need to emphasize that gore ka dipiro tsa gagwe. So the work e ba e etsang, they need to be able to teach the congregation to live by the word, to read the word, and they give them the tools in order to help them to grow in accordance with the sound doctrine and the biblical principles. So now, it means then that re khona go tsamaya mo tseleng e siameng kgotsa re khona go ba bona e le batho ba e leng gore they are leading us well. So Timothy 1, 1 Timothy chapter number 3, 3:1, which says the pastor also, they would lead the staff, they would lead the church of a certain size, basically, and
sorry man, ke load shedding in Cape Town, man. Eh yeah, no man.
No, ke motlakase wa mo re dilang, go na le motlakase mo but mo re dilang mo kwa baiza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But hey, also uthusa ka intercession.
Yes.
Akere wa rapelana, uthusa go rapela. So he becomes the pillar of support in everything now. Gore wa re tshegetsa.
Yeah.
you know, he sets an example, Morona. So, Ari, normally it's us that we be giving these people the chelete, for basama ka dikolo itse majabajaba, na pongo bile re sna di chelete rona, or even the dikolo itse. A true pastor wouldn't be doing that because they would be the ones that are feeding and leading the flock, shepherding, ensuring for it. Maybe honale barutia mo kerekeng o eleng gore ga kgone wa supega gongwe gana dijo, then they would be able to look at that and to address such a situation to say really kereke re thusa yang ba se ba ba le ba
you know. I hear you quite well. All right, it has gone to 2 minutes and a half over the hour 7. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthini ke nawe on this issue. The issue of true ministers and their roles, what their roles are supposed to be. And the question is, do we understand their roles? Do they understand their roles? Even today, when we look at things, would we say they really are on par with their roles? Or somewhat, somehow, they have gone away, you know? To a great extent, they've gone away and have followed other ways. I need to hear from you. 012-334-1322. You can talk to me directly there. Otherwise, send me a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.